Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
While it has no legal effect on the policy of the United States of America or any other country, is nonetheless a strong statement, not just to the people of Israel, but to the American Jewish community, that this body stands with them.
Pennsylvania Senator Steve Santarosario's resolution affirming support for Israel passed both chambers of the legislature unanimously. It's similar to nearly 60 others nationwide. The war in Gaza is causing other repercussions in the U.S. as well. The FBI says it's gotten more than 1,800 reports of threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab Americans since October 7th. Meanwhile, Deputy U.S. Attorney General Lisa Monaco says Republican accusations that the Justice Department is politicized and targeting former President Donald Trump are fueling a rise in threats against public officials.
We've had cases involving threats to kill FBI agents, a Supreme Court justice, and three presidential candidates. That's just this week.
Monaco says the vast majority of hostile messages don't meet the legal threshold for prosecution, but local police have increased security for Colorado Supreme Court justices following their decision to remove Trump from that state's primary ballot. Nine GOP-led states are working to update their voter rolls after withdrawing from ERIC, the National Bipartisan Voter Roll Cleanup Program. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen says his state's new AVID system will better protect residents' personal data by keeping it local.
The server is in Alabama, and so we're very proud of what we've been able to do. You know, we pulled us out of ERIC, but we had a solution.
Election experts say AVID systems are less rigorous about data security. Another system pitched to conservative states called Eagle AI recently had its server hacked. The Republican Attorney General in Kansas says he'll allow the state's most populous county to postpone the legally required destruction of old ballots. County Sheriff Calvin Hayden is a member of the far-right constitutional sheriff's group that denies the authority of the federal government. He says he needs the ballots to investigate how the 2020 election was stolen.
How many of you voted in the 2020 election? Put your hands up. Now, how many of you think your vote counted? See, this is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing.
A group of Texas voters is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down a state requirement that folks have to be 65 to get a mail-in ballot. Texas NAACP President Gary Bledsoe says it denies the civil rights of people without transportation or the ability to take time off from work.
What we have here is the manifestation of what was designed and intended to limit the minority vote.
A Pew Research study finds voters 65 and older voted for Republicans by a 6-point margin in the 2022 midterm election. Democrats hope expanded mail-in voting will mobilize younger voters who are less likely to vote in person. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.